Hello, you cunts. What's happening, people? Welcome to the Jadro Banter podcast. It's Friday, the 8th of May, up in this hoe. Oh, shit. Gonna get sued by JZ. Yeah, it's Friday. This is, you know, supposed to be a bonus podcast or whatever on Patreon, but I just thought, you know what I mean? I fucked up my timings this week, and it feels like forever since I did a podcast, so I'll stick this one online as a bonus one to all those motherfuckers on lockdown. Stick it on the regular upload. Apologies to any Patreon people expecting exclusive content. It'll be tomorrow. You'll get exclusive Patreon stuff tomorrow and Sunday. Sunday's the exclusive Sunday Q&A for the Jadro Banter podcast. Is that in right there? The Q&A will always be, and you know, we'll ask for questions, but we're not asking, you know, the usual silly questions like that I was talking about the other week. You know, would you rather have dicks for nipples or cocks for tits? We don't want that. You know, we want, let's get some in-depth questions. You know, we'll talk some real sense around here. It's been great weather. I'm just looking at myself in the camera and I look like Voldemort's da. What's going on with my skin? Nothing. I look like a fucking, the underside of a dolphin. But yeah, this one's gone up as a regular upload, just because, you know what I mean? Just because, whatever, man, it's tough times, just have a fucking podcast, will you? Listen to it. There will be exclusive stuff on Patreon. I've been trying to record with Maury now for about a week, but, you know, the only real conclusion I can come to is she's lazy, okay? She doesn't want to do a podcast with me, and I'm like, it'll take 40 minutes of your day, and she's like, listen, no, I have to sit here and do nothing, and I'm like, okay. So we will get a podcast about normal people up tomorrow. And do you know what? It's one of them things, I've built it up so long, and we'll record it, and we'll go, it was good, wasn't it? Yeah, it was good. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's wild. Bye. But, you know, we'll get it up there. It should be good. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be good. And then we'll have the exclusive one on Sunday, and then we'll come back Monday with another podcast. Or Tuesday, possibly. It'll be the regular Tuesday upload. That'll be available on Patreon, patreon.com/Jadro Banter podcast. You'll also get access to the two stand-up specials that I put up there. One live from the Limelight, one live from the SSE Arena. You know, because your boy's been fucking dropping jokes, player. And that's about it. If you're on iTunes, rate and review the podcast. You know, I hate saying that because every fucking asshole with a podcast, like, rate and review at a time moves up the chart. But I feel like everyone's been listening to the Jadro Banter podcast this long time, you know, and you know what, just it's getting a lot of listens, but people just are like, ah, it's just the Jadro Banter, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, of course we listen to that, but there's always these new exciting ones. But we do listen to the Jadro Banter podcast because that's, you know, like, that's, you gotta do that, that's your staple. But it kind of fades to the background. Give me a rate and review, man. Some assholes out there listening to fucking 6 hours of this a week. Give me 5 stars just right now. That's good, man. Move back up these motherfucking charts, you know what I mean? Pull in some sponsors. And then really start raking it in. If I don't get a fucking Aston Martin. It'd be fucking, be a long time before anyone buys a fucking Aston Martin off the back of podcasting around this hoe. And we'll play the intro. I don't know. Is this even the right fucking intro? Oh, fuck, death. We'll play the intro. We'll play the intro, and then we'll get stuck into some real important news. Elon Musk's baby. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Jettis. It's Gettis, actually. Jettis. Gettis. Jettis. 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 Fuck you. So yes, this is a bonus little episode for you guys. Feeling charitable. Imagine a guy in a garage going, you lucky cunts, I'm recording another podcast just for you. I know you're out there with a fucking, you know, protective mask, digging into your fucking bags on your eyes because you haven't slept for, I don't know, fuck knows how long. And, you know, there's like some sort of pressure wound where it's just fucking been digging in there and you're having to tape that up before you put a protective mask on to go back in to work and just basically dodge death like you're in the fucking Matrix. And I'm in a garage going, guys, you're very, very welcome to another hour of me talking about some unresearched topics. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Okay? I know you're out there behind a glass window watching someone die with no family around them because you can't get near them, but Colin Geddes made the effort of walking into a garage, hitting about 8 switches, turning 2 lights on, and then talking for an hour after he mentally prepped himself with 7 coffees. What a fucking... Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear caps. That will be available online soon to purchase. Thank you very much. Asshole. But yeah, we're everyone has their struggles, man. I still don't have internet in the new house. They sent us out a 4G hub, which just about lets us stream. So anything I'm going to be talking about is basically me going, these are the things that I've watched. But yeah, no internet at the house. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny the way life just works? You know, we're like, okay, I've got a Patreon, people are donating that. I still don't know how to provide stuff for the guys. Okay, and then the crowd builds up to a certain number, and I go, okay, this is a big enough number where I can start making podcasts for you folks. And then I really get in a rhythm of it. And then, no internet. There's always something, isn't there? There's always a mountain to climb. And there's people in hospitals, you know, watching people die. There's people in America where they can't even bear them properly, and they're just fucking throwing them in a mass grave like it's motherfucking Auschwitz.
But I've no internet, okay? And I can't create the way I would like to create and show you people.
Speaking of creating, you can follow me on TikTok now, which I can't even upload to because I don't have enough fucking bandwidth. You know, I had some shitty clips on my phone. Like, I'll put something up, you know what I mean? You want... Eventually down the line, when I've made a few videos, I'll go, and I'm not doing any of that fucking shit where, you know, you're dancing and I'm not gonna play that game. You'll be getting what's going on Instagram, except it's on fucking TikTok. But immediately you're opened up to a full new audience of people. And it's always fucking, you know, Diane, who's 50, who's like, I wanna stay cool with the kids and all, and she's got her fucking TikTok thing. And I put up one video, some woman goes, what's, and your point is? And I felt going, listen, Patricia, this is TikTok, you fucking moron. What's the point? Huh? Is it TEDx.com or is it TikTok? You fucking silly bitch, sitting there with your fucking gin, looks like a trifle in a bowl.
And your point, and can you tell me where the arc of this story finishes up? Please. Can you say, you know, what's going on here? I felt like that was a bit undercooked as a storyline.
Patricia, it's TikTok, okay? You're drinking gin at 10 to 11 in the morning and doing that thing where you're like chewing your teeth. You know what I mean? The way alkies do. Fucking hell. What's the point of this?
I don't feel like the characters are really developed in this TikTok.
Fuck me. You know those bungee ropes with the hooks on them? I'm going to put 4 of those in my asshole and then the other ends of the hooks on the back of 4 Nissan Micras and make them drive away and just tear my asshole open and send you a fucking picture.
What exactly are you trying to say with this piece of art?
It's TikTok, though. And my For You page, I haven't put any information into this fucking thing yet, okay?
Coronavirus!
I haven't put anything into this yet. And, you know, I haven't been searching people, I haven't followed anybody, and the For You page is just girls. I put a tweet up, it was like, I think it's about time I took my bra off and shot some TikToks. The fucking, I mean, you could have quite a serviceable wank watch. Like, it's like, you know, like, if you're over on Instagram, it's like, oh, don't show nipples. Over here, it's like, are you wearing a bra? Yeah. Oh, you can't have an account. Okay, I'll take it off. All right, and then every video starts with them leaning over, turning the camera on. Look at my norks. Mm-hmm. And everyone's doing the fucking silly dance, like, you know, it's got a million hits on it just because you got your fucking smarties out. Jesus Christ, bro. Ah! Ow! And it's almost like, it's almost like freakishly proportionate. You know, people who are like, okay, eventually she's definitely going to get surgery at some point. You know, I don't know what's going on with genetics, guys. Something's going on. You know, you can't be like, your tits can't be fucking, you know, a third of your body weight, can they? You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm a pedophile is what I'm saying. I don't, it's fucking Patricia on her.
Could you tell me exactly what you're trying to say with the protagonist in this particular piece jangling her fucking suck bags in the middle of the thing? I've been drinking Advocat.
What is Advocat? I remember being where I grew up, you know, it was kind of like, where's my fucking internet, you ho? There was like, in between two fucking shitholes, and then there was a stretch of road, and I kind of lived in the middle, which everyone in the two shitholes would be like, you live in the posh area? And you're like, yeah, sure. As in what? No one's getting knifed in the street. Anyway, the Advocat drink. Advocat. Because what happened was this off license. Everyone's had some Advocat at a party. This is superlative. This is the superlative egg based Dutch liqueur. And there's a thing that says warnings, as in WARNINKS. I don't know what that means in Dutch. I'll ask for Dutch Frank. But it literally says, there's warnings. You're about to drink eggs, you dirty bastard. Counts for something. This is made with just four ingredients. Egg yolk, brandy, sugar, and vanilla. This can be used to make cocktails such as Green Monster, Fluffy Duck, Broken Nose, and of course, the Squashed Frog. I just remember going to this off license, they took orders, like they fucking took, hello, you're third at such and such, and I just remember the I just remember the girl going, what do you call it, Barkley Met, she went, aye, no problem, and then she turned around, she shouted at the other girl, she's like, I need 40 Barkley Menthol and a Bartley Advocat. It's just like, what the fuck party is going on, where someone's like,
guys, it's winding down. We're running out of booze. We might have to phone another order in.
What do you need?
40 Barkley Menthol and a Bartley Advocat to get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Coming up.
Come on, we'll all fucking have a shoddy Advocat and let... What are you going to do after drinking that other than fucking just... You know when you fucking... you barf out your nose like... And it's probably gloopy, like fucking egg yolk. Bro, drop an egg on the fucking tiles in your kitchen and try and pick it up in less than 4.5 hours. That's a fucking dare. You're like, what is this? What is this? Mystical fucking... I don't know how you lift it. You just push it out the kitchen. Let it fuck... I don't know, birds eat it. Cannibalism.
40 Berkeley Menthol and a fucking... Bartley Advocat, please. Leon.
Fucking, it never makes me fucking gag thinking about it. But now we have no idea where that conversation just started and went. All the conversations, it's like a shotgun, you know, like buckshot and a gun. Like poof, they start tight and then they just spread too far, and then you go, "Well, we're never collecting those."
Bartley Advocat.
But yeah, TikTok is just full of fucking dangly tits.
Not that I'm complaining, it's a lockdown.
We'll move on. So yeah, we've had no internet, and you mean chilling, man? Our one outing this week was to the hospital. Went up to the city hospital because, as you know, Maureen has had treatment for lymphoma, got a lot of chemo, and then as procedure, standard procedure. Afterwards, you go and speak to radiologists, radiotherapists. What are they called? Radiologists? And there's going to be a dose of that coming. So got to go to the city hospital. Cancer center. She went in there. I tell you, you could sit outside that hospital and just watch for fucking ever. Just watching the people go in and out. Just like, what's going on here? You know, tremendous amount of fags being smoked outside, which is like just fucking like baffling, isn't it? It's fucking... You're just like, what the fuck? And I smoked for a long time. But, you know, it's okay. You know what I mean? You're young and you're fucking smoking. Yeah, it's nearly how you fucking socialize with people. And eventually you're like, all right, this is fucking too dear and I feel like shit. But then it gets some people and you're just like, fuck, you're a lifer, man. You've been smoking for 40 years. And you see people just outside this hospital and you're like, fuck me. It's mad. I mean, I don't know. It's just very fucking confusing. Not good for you. And, you know, no one else knows that. And it's my own conspiracy theory. Hot take. Smoking bad for you. But, you know, I've seen the staff. The staff are, you know, outside getting a wee bit of sun in between, you know, their middle of their shift or whatever, going for their lunch. And people chirping, you know, people smiling. I saw a fucking... One group, fucking, must be like trainee doctors, one black dude and three girls. Bro, I don't know who had a red first. You know, he's got the stethoscope on, like, Jesus, fucking sexy bastard. And three girls are all around me. Like, bro. Your man's got something on lockdown. That piss. But yeah, we got to go there. We had to go there. Maureen had to go in by herself. I basically just drove around the city for a minute, stopped outside Queens, kind of where Mandela Hall used to be. And I'll tell you something, I put up a little Instagram. I was like, oh, it's mad that that's gone. Like, it's funny when you just pull something, you just take something away. You go, fuck, that doesn't even like... register in my brain. Like, if you show me a photo of that with everything surrounding it, I don't know what you're showing me. Where is that? What city is that? Just because you just don't put two and two together. I haven't seen it in months, and you see that area, you're just like, fuck, there's nothing even there. And I was just remembering, I was like, fuck, I mean, literally as a venue, it was probably the best venue in Belfast, I would say. Just the layout, the way it sounded and everything. I don't think there was anywhere better than Mandela for comedy, for music, for anything. But I put up a thing going, what's the best gig everyone has been to in there? And a mixed bag. A lot of people, and genuinely you'd think I put that up to be like, you know, make sure you say it was the Live General Banter podcast. But like, a lot of people were like, the Live General Banter podcast, the one me and Mickey did, trying to be like, oh, we're going to do the last comedy gig in here before it closes. And it turns out there was some other fucking drag queen did a show who's a comedian, and we're like, fucking bitch. But yeah, that was fairly raucous. And I remember it was rowdy as fuck. And we were just like, I can't get off this stage here. You know, we're sweating the bed out, fucking people leaving drinks up on the stage and everything. It was fucking nuts. Get given drugs after it. Respect. But yeah, a lot of people were like, yeah, I went to see fucking such and such and all these people. And I know a guy works for Shine and he was like, yeah, my favorite gig was the time Lawson were playing and there was a power cut and we had to go home. Which is a little snide dig at the band Lawson, who are decidedly shite. But a lot of people said lost profits, okay? A lot of people were kind of like, don't say my name on the podcast, but lost profits was fucking Litsville. And it's so fucking like, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird how, you know, you can have someone like Michael Jackson and you can go, do you know what? He's fucking, you know, he's may or may not have fucking a lot of kids, but the music's good and we can forgive him fucking the kids because, you know, you know, it was pointing, you know, there was clues there. But yeah, a lot of people were like, yeah, lost profits. But he was like baby pedophile, which is like fucking grandmaster, you know, 10th Dan pedophile. When you're like, send me photos of your baby. Ring the gang, 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 ding, 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 ding. Oh, fucking. So. Yeah, a lot of people were like, yeah, man, fucking lost. You know, that's one of the few bands where you're like, I can separate the artist from the fucking whatever. Not that guy. Yeah, fucking, listen, who doesn't fucking baby? You know what I mean? Who doesn't fucking sexually assault a baby, bro? What are you talking about? Ring the gang 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 gang. That's the only song of theirs I know. I know there's more poppy ones than that, but I can't remember them. Coronavirus! That's me shouting too much. I've just wrecked my own throat. But yeah, that was the big event this week. Went to the hospital. Morgan got two little tattoos to get this fucking radiotherapy. It's just a continuous river of shite. What about life, guys? So yeah, I've been at home, no internet. Been cooking a lot, you know. I tell you what. I do comedy, you know, and people take that. People are like, yeah, he does comedy, he's a podcast. Who gives a fuck about that? If you show interest in anything else, people seem to be like, oh, bro, get on that too. And, like, you know, that's what the internet has become now during lockdown. You get people fucking crossing genres, you know. They're like, yeah, I'm a fucking, you know, I'm a solicitor. But, you know, now that there's a lockdown, if anybody, you know, wants to watch me throw clay... And it can be like that guy in that show crying over a fucking vase. But I keep putting up photos of food and people are like, bro, what's that? Oh, what's that? And then they're like, man, you should do a Some guy goes, you should do a fucking blog of recipes. Fuck me. Like, imagine I turn up deadly serious going, hey guys, good morning. If you want to go on over to fucking wankstain.blogspot.blurt, there's a list of my recipes. And you have to be a you know what I mean? You gain a certain knowledge of, like, how to cook. You know what I mean? There's very few things you'd be like, oh, fuck, I need to follow a recipe bang on here. Put up a photo of some pasta. Guess what's in it? You know, it's little macaronis, which are one of them things where it's so small, you're like, I had a bowl of pasta, but you kind of had five bowls of pasta. Of course there's some sort of cheese in it. Of course there's pesto in it. You know, a bit of oil. I've cut some spinach through it. Sun-dried tomatoes. You know, peas, onions. What the fuck? You know what I mean? You could add 10 more things. You could take 5 of those things away. It would still taste okay. But yeah. But then I was thinking, I was like, it is a thing where I have been asked numerous times, would you ever do a cooking thing? Because that, you know, I tell you what the internet needs. A fucking fat guy. I'm not a fat guy, I'm built like a fucking water buffalo. What are you talking about? There's fat in play. But here, there's a bit of horsepower behind that. And by horse, I mean actual water buffalo. You know? I seen a photo, someone put up a thing there, then they're like, monstrosity. Let me see this water buffalo. I don't know what the fucking this thing was doing, but the shape of it was just, like, so weird. You know, we've joked that I'm the rhino standing up. Bro, I'm the water buffalo. Or maybe it wasn't a water buffalo. What the fuck was it? No, apparently they're fucking psychos. Like, they kill everyone. Huge. In fact, I remember going down the road in Vietnam on a moped with our boy Sean there, and seeing them walk along with some water buffaloes, and I was like, what the fuck is happening here. But they obviously use them to, like, work the land. Yeah, there's me there, like, big set of bollocks and everything. Yeah, that's me, built like a water buffalo. yeah, the internet does not need another fucking large guy with a lot of tattoos going like, yeah, here's some food. But then I'm also tempted to do it just to try it once. You know, we talked about it before. We're going to call it No Desserts. I don't know. Then I'd have to start working and, you know, writing stuff down. I mean, like, what are things I like to cook? But then the big lad got into flatbreads, okay? I was like, how do you make... Maureen's sister made some bread one day, and I was like, what the fuck are these? They're like naan breads. And she goes, oh my God, the easiest thing of all time. And I was like, bang some flour in, bang some water into it, put a bit of oil in it, get some dough, and then flatten it out and just put it straight on a pan and just make like a fucking naan bread, pita bread type thing. And that's all I've been fucking doing. If you come to my house in the next year and a half, everything you fucking get is going to be in a flatbread because it looks good. It's kind of charred a wee bit and you're like, mm. And then last night I put the fuck, you know, had like four pork chops that needed cooked. So I sliced them up, threw them in. And this is all I put in it, guys. Smoked paprika. Honey, soy sauce. Let it burn. Put that in. And then I'd seen on some show, I don't know where the fuck they were. I think it was like Africa somewhere. And the guy was eating something. He's like, I think it was Bourdain. They're like, do you want some pickles? And he's like, what the fuck is pickles? And it was just, it was kind of like a coleslaw type thing. It was just like cabbage and fucking chili and carrot or something with like white vinegar. And I was like, I'm going to make that. Made that, stuck it in. And I was like, bro, pull my pants down, fuck me in the ass. It was very fucking tasty. And, you know, I could make that. I could make that a 10-minute fucking cooking segment, put it on Patreon. Have a, what did McCann say? Focus group it on Patreon. Who's been in America for a year? Focus group it. Focus group that. The worst thing you can ever do is let people decide if something's worth doing. 27 minutes. It's funny how little I've talked to fucking any of my friends. I think at the start of this whole thing, people are like, oh, this is a big shock to my lifestyle. And, you know, how do I fucking deal with this? And I'm getting lonely and I can't speak to people. And then enough time goes by, and this is where it's dangerous. This is when the conspiracy theories come in, and people are like, this is what the government want. They want you to prefer to be at home by yourself. Then they can just take control of you. They'll make, you know, the fear will make you not want to go outside or speak to anybody. And, but yeah, I feel like a lot of people who were like, oh, this is shit now. I wish I could talk to my mates, and I wish I could do this, and whatever, whatever. And now it's like, people, you know, people that you were talking to every day are like, fuck it, whatever. You know, talk to Mickey about once a week, if that, and it's usually just like, oh, how's, you know what I mean? You're not really chatting. All the fucking Zoom podcasts have gone out the window. All the chats. Everyone's just like, whatever, I'm just fucking going through the motions here. You know, normally I would speak to Aaron McCann a lot. He's on a different rota than me. You know, that cunt gets up at 6 o'clock at night, stays up all night, and then goes to bed whenever I'm, you know, I don't talk to him. The comedians have nothing to fucking talk about in the groups. There's no communication. My wife hates me. You know? I envy the guys in a fucking flat by themselves. Jesus Christ. But like, that's how it's getting. Everyone's kind of settled in. Spoke to my sister briefly and she's like, yeah, at first it was like climbing the walls and now I've got a wee routine and now I'll be gutted to go back to work. You're like, that's what's going to happen. People are just going to be like, well, I'm getting 80% of my pay just here. I'll just stay here. It's fucking strange, you know? And now there's a fucking mutant virus, apparently, that's broken out on the side. You know, it's like, it's mutated. Because, I don't know what viruses do. Do they try and survive? So they change a wee bit. Now people are getting this second wave of corona. All those fucking Americans like, this is a conspiracy, this is affecting my freedom and everything, I'm gonna fucking, you know, go to the beach, and you're like, okay, Darwin, go ahead, go to the beach and fucking go with each other, get wiped out. Or is that what the government wanted you to think? Who knows? Guys, who knows? But yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, if it, you know, even if it's bullshit and they lift it and they're like, okay, that's all our dirty money that's been cleaned and our economy has been, you know, drained a wee bit. And we can start again and, you know, really take control of you guys. If that's going to take another month, then we'll just wait another month. But you have to sort of think, you know, if you're around someone who is vulnerable like I am, or you have older parents or grandparents or something like that, or someone with even fucking asthma, any respiratory problems, you know, you can't fucking, you can think about the conspiracy theories, but then you can also be like, okay, but it is real and there probably are people in hospitals dying and you can't really take that risk, you know, just for these fucking assholes to be like at a beach. You can't stop me going to the goddamn beach. I mean, this is the country where there was a video the other day of a guy during quarantine who went running. This is in Georgia or something. Just went running. White t-shirt, shorts. Just going for a jog. And ran down the wrong street. And these big fucking fat hicks chased after him and shot him. No, actually, I'm telling a lie. This is from February. The video was old. They hadn't been arrested or anything. They just shot this dude. And you're like, what in the fuck is going on in America? Well, we don't normally see black fellers. And I'm only saying black fellers because I have a podcast. And someone might take the word out of context. Even though I'm in character as a racist KKK member. There is a black feller running through the neighborhood, and I haven't seen me a black feller here for 60 years, and I could only assume he was robbing, even though he's wearing nothing but fucking run shoes and shorts and t-shirt, and we try to make a citizen's arrest, and I shot him. And he died. Like, what's making you do that? Straight up, you don't have brain cells, like. There's a guy with not even pockets in his goddamn shorts out robbing in a pair of running shoes. Look at the fucking size of that. What is that? Sorry, I'm still on the fucking water buffalo page. But anyway, yeah, this guy got fucking shot and you're just like, what is America like? That's the best country in the world. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. If I lived in America, I would have all the guns because there are guns. So you kind of just have to have guns. Because if you don't have one, some cunt will have one. You know what I mean? You just got to be like, well, that's the done thing. We all have guns. But you do see, like, What's that old fucking Zen, or not Zen, like old fucking samurai quote, where it's like, the only thing that stops bad men is good men highly trained in violence or something. Now, I've absolutely butchered that saying, but, you know, that's kind of what it is. What is this animal, bro? If I had horns and was black, that's what I'd look like. Incredible. What other shit's been going on? I had to laugh there at that guy Neil Ferguson, which is such a name where you're like, dude, I know 12 guys called Neil Ferguson. But he's the guy who, what's his official term there? Let me see. Government scientist, yeah, so he was really high up. Advisor for the government. What was his actual term? British epidemiologist and professor of mathematical biology who specialized in the pattern of spread of infectious diseases. Okay, so he was high up sort of advisor to the government, and he was the one who called for like a lockdown. He's like, listen, you gotta fucking stay at home. Social distance, full lockdown, you can't be spreading this shit. And then your boy had his fucking quote unquote lover visit him twice. Ah, yes, boy! During the old lockdown. because man's got a boss nuts, and that's the way it goes. Exclusive, government scientist Neil Ferguson resigns after breaking lockdown rules to meet his married lover. If anyone can break the rules safely, it's this guy. You're telling me he doesn't have a fucking, like, pinprick fucking thing just to be like, I don't have corona. Sweet. Get those fucking knickers to the side. With his glasses on and all. Ugh! Get that in there. I mean, she could read, like, for sure. But, you know, funny. Listen, the thing is, he's probably like, the people we need to worry about are the fucking dickheads where there's like 20 of yous meeting up and having a house party. And then going back to work the next day. He's like, listen, she's locked up in her mansion, I'm locked up in my mansion, and if I send a fucking chauffeured car for her to bring her over here to get those nicks to the side. What are you going to do, bro? I'm in a high-pressure job. I got to fucking focus. Let me bust some nuts. It's a true love story, if you ask me. Yeah, they'll make a movie about that someday. Love Under Lockdown. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Got that post-lockdown. Fair play to him. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And, you know, they've got something like to meet his married lover. It's probably one of them things like, oh, yeah, we've been separated for like a year and a half, but, you know, we're not divorced yet. And they're trying to make it even dirtier. His married lover. Listen, man got a bus nuts and that's it. That's the title. Man's got a bus nuts. And that's the name of the podcast. Man's got a bus nuts. Fair play to him. Go ahead, Neil. Dishing out cock in a lockdown. Continue reading this article. Pay for it. Fucking suck my dick. Pay for it. I'll pay for video. I'll pay and read. Again, I'm clever. Nah, fair play to him. He has to like step down. No, that's weird, isn't it? Imagine be like, yeah, I gave you advice. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, how many guys are there who are epidemiologists and a professor of mathematical biology who specializes in the patterns of spread of infectious disease in humans and animals? You know, if he has to step down because he's just been busting nuts, who replaces him? Some fucking...
Hello, I'm fucking Jeffrey McInsel. And I do the same job as Neil Ferguson, but there's no risk of me busting nuts because I look like a mole.
Error of judgment. I'm afraid I was thinking not with my brain, but with my absolutely turgid, dripping cock. Huh? You like that, you dirty bastard? Must be class, though. You know, you haven't seen your married fancy lady for a fucking couple of months. And then you're like, listen, chances are you don't have it.
But you'd get it if you want to get your fucking ass over here. Get those next to the side.
Fair play, Neil. Slanging dick. This is, you know, we're just going through what's happened in the news this week. While we're at it, while we've got Google open, let's get a look at fucking Elon Musk. Elon Musk had a baby. Does he have a son called Damian Musk? Griffin Musk? Xavier Musk? Does he have a whole family and then he's got remarried? Does he have a pile of kids? He must have a... Of course he does, bro. Everyone wants to be all over that dick. CEO of SpaceX. I love this. Elon Musk / children. Nevada. Alexander Musk. Damian Musk. Griffin Musk. Xavier Musk. Saxon Musk. Kai Musk. X
XEEA-12 Musk.
Musk is such a fucking gross second name to be like Xavier Musk. Kai Musk. XEEA-8. That is algebra for bullied in school. That's what that means. A equals a, X equals AE. A-12 equals bullied at school. Unbelievable. So, yeah, man's been fucking. Man's been dishing out billionaire cock for a while. Fair play to you. Of course you would. You wouldn't even give a fuck, like. How many girls did he get pregnant? He's like, just stand under this laser for a second. No baby. There should be like, fuck. He should be able to just blast one into a test tube and just be like, that's $1 million. And to him, $1 million is like, is this table wobbly? Is this table a little bit wobbly? Give me $1 million. And he slides it under the table. And then he's leaving the restaurant. And they're like, you gonna take that million? He goes, oh, what is? Oh no, I couldn't be bothered carrying it. Grimes, though? You see, that's, you know, he's finally famous and rich enough where he's like, give me exactly, you know, the fucking pixie alien that I've been dreaming about in my brain. And he ends up going out with this fucking weirdo here. That's him at the Met Gala. I mean, he's one of those dudes. You know, he's not a bad looking dude now. Is he? You know, I feel like he's, there's a girl grinds their fucking tits out. Yeah, fair play. I didn't know he had so many kids though. How much time is he spending with his kids? I would take a punt at not a lot of time. Anyway, fair play. I think I seen a did I see a tweet online? It was like, what is it? Whatever the fucking thing is, A-12 is pronounced Siobhan, and I laughed. Now I did laugh. So there you go, Elon Musk, Bustin' Musk Nuts. Bustin' Musk Nuts, that's the name of the podcast. Bustin' Musk Nuts. It's so funny. Like, you'd think someone who's like fucking Tony Stark, like him, you know, would be like, I've got a machine that, you know, I basically zap my brain and sex is, I forgot about sex. It's just the most pointless fucking base level human interaction, and we don't have time. Anybody got time for that? But he's still out there, like imagine bucking Elon Musk. It would be like on a schedule. Come in, you go in the room, you put your legs on the stirrups, you spread them, and make yourself ready for penetration. I'll get done fusing atoms or whatever, and I'll fucking bust in the room. I'll take a swift injection that makes me turgid beyond scientific belief, and you know, I've got a little device here, makes me a jack in about 3 seconds, and we enter and click, boop. It's probably not, it's probably like a movie. He's like, Grimes, get in this tube. She gets in, it's like a CAT scan. She gets out. You are now with my seed. Okay? Just takes off like Tony Stark. Okay, we're mental with that. We're mental. We'll not chat too long today. We'll have to get out of here. There will be a bonus podcast. I pray there will be a podcast on the Patreon tomorrow. I'm dying to do this podcast with Maureen if she'll allow it. We're going to talk about Normal People, hopefully, and how fantastic a production it was. Yes! But the main thing to take away from this is Adele is skinny now and everybody is fucking Buskin musk nuts over it. How do you pronounce the name? It's just X, like the letter X, then AI, like how you would say A, then I, XAI. Fuck's sake, bro. Yeah, Adele is skinny, and everyone's like, oh my God. And I heard them briefly talking about it on Joe Rogan, where they were saying, like, people are like, oh, you can't say that she looks great, because that implies that she didn't look great before. It's a hard thing to navigate these days, isn't it? Why can't you? You know, the best thing to say is fair play. You know, you just go, do you know what? You've lost a load of weight. Fair play. That's really difficult to do, because, you know, not only is it one of those, I've dropped a load of fat, but it looks like you've really transformed your body over a long time. That's a real commitment. Fair play to you. Now, she might not even give a fuck. She might go, oh, I don't care what I look like. It's just I wanted to be healthy because I have fucking kids now or something. Or maybe I've started doing a lot more exercise because it's healthier for you. It's good for your mind and everything. And everyone's like, fair play. People aren't going to like you anymore because you've lost weight. And at the same time, you're like, she's a singer. You know, and it's the same thing with fucking Lizzo. You're like, singer though. You know, it's like, who gives a fuck, really? If she's happy and healthier, that's great. That should be promoted. It should be a very positive thing that someone's decided to get very healthy. Instead of going, you're alienating these fat, lazy hers. Fair play to her. But then also, would you do an album? One of these fucking days instead of, you know what I mean? It's like, who gives a shit? I'm happy for her and whatever, but like she's also fucking a singer. I don't know what to tell you guys. And all the boys in our wee comedy group were all like, oh, she's really sexy now. Adele is always kind of sexy, you know what I mean? She looks like one of those types. Hello, love. You fancy a handy? It's always kind of a bit cheeky and sexy, you know what I mean? Whatever. She's just healthier now, but I had to laugh in our little comedians group, and I'll play this before I go. Dave's like, oh, she's sexy now and whatever. And, you know, I would say she's always been kind of, you know what I mean? She's one of them people. Like, if you had a couple of pints in you and she was like, fancy a snug, you'd be like, all right, do it for the millions. But yeah, she definitely looks a lot physically fitter now and in shape. And all these, like, our comedian, let me give you the run through of the people in this fucking group. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, okay, Dave Elliott, Aaron McCann, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods. Now, objectively, Shane is the best looking in that group. You know, you'd be like, he's the most regular body, nice face, you know, nice skin, full head of hair. For a comedian, he's an 11. For like, put him beside some athletic hot dudes, he's a six at a push, right? And he's the by far the, I mean, it fucking falls off the cliff from there on. Disasters. Physical disasters. Don't get me wrong, some very charismatic people in there, but physically fucking revolting. You've seen Mickey on his Instagram jiggling his tits around, and the saddest bit is his wee sad face. And he's wearing a fucking trilby. What are you doing? You know, there's a bunch of fucking heaps of shit in there. And this thing breaks out. Oh, it's just hot and all. Kieran Bartlett, not for twank. She's not into that. And everyone's like, nah, I don't know about that and all. And you're like, are you serious? Everyone in here is lucky that anyone has ever fucking looked at them, ever.
I don't know about that there. I don't know if I'd fucking bag Adele, the successful fucking billionaire. I don't know if I can get out of my fucking bed after playing fucking Red Dead Redemption for 3 months. The buck Adele.
You fucking barrels of shit. And then I had this, and then this is the song that I played, ready?
Just a bunch of fat, fucking ugly, scrawny, alcoholic, druggy, ugly fucking cunts talking about chicks.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I wouldn't touch her with a fuck.
I did a bit about that in my fucking Odyssey show. If you go on the Patreon there, you can watch that. Guys, like, there's a, it actually doesn't matter. Like, see beyond, like, Tinder or fucking staring around a nightclub. Like, look, actual looks barely matter. You know what I mean? You want someone who's, like, wants to stay fit-ish. And that doesn't even have to translate to their looks. Just, you know, it makes some fucking effort around here. You know, stay fun. You know, go out with some fucking turbo slut who enjoys a hike. Because after a while, it's like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck about looks, like? These fucking... I've talked about this before. I was at a bar once, and a guy was talking about going out with some girl, and he said something about her love handles, and I was like, here! Fuck it! Someone take that out of context. Unbelievable.
Don't use that word, it's fucking...
I'm not... that. I've repurposed. I've upcycled that word for people like that.
Man, or love handles?
Bro, get the bungee cords. We're stretching my asshole apart. And you can walk about it. You can pay in at the door. And get some selfies in there. You fucking waste of space.
I wouldn't bug Adele.
If you had time to buck her in between filled sodas. Jesus wept. Coke Zero, you know what I mean? Gotta keep these fucking obliques showing.
Like I'm not doing fucking sprints up and down the driveway. At 6 a.m. the other day. You're like, I'm the fucking water buffalo, bitch.
What do you need done? You want me to fucking run through a fire door real quick? Fucking say no more. I'm going to get out of here. The back of my knees are sweating. Because that's athletic, you know what I mean? I fold my leg and the giant hamstrings just meet the calves and just in there get sweaty. Because you know what I mean? Muscle bound. I'm the water buffalo. Going to get out of here, guys. This is a little bonus episode. If you go on to patreon.com/genderbanded podcast, you'll get a bonus podcast tomorrow. Or am I just doing an extra long one on Sunday? That's what she said. Anyhow, I'm busting musk nuts. Yeah. Get on the Patreon. The bonus podcasts will be up when they're up. I'll be back on Tuesday with this regular broadcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the messages on Patreon. I'll try and get back to people. There's people out there working hard jobs, feeling the impact of, the stresses of working close to coronavirus. And I appreciate you listening, and even though I'm just talking shit in a room, hopefully it's bringing some sort of joy to your life. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Cheers for listening, guys. Speak to you in a bit. Take fucking care of yourselves, okay, big kisses?